Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
Well, look who's joining us in Studio B. Why, it is Scott Jagow, and we get to guess along with those of you at home where Scott Jagow's been roaming. Joining in the guessing, Joe Pott, Megan Lynch, I'm Debbie Monterey. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm
where
excited.
Have you been roaming?
Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm going to play you some clues and see if you can figure it out.
That's not how the game works.
That's exactly how the game works.
I meant Debbie. No, you are.
Oh, yes, I see.
I know you know
how the game
works.
I thought I could trick him.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's clue number one.
You know, when Chavez took over the government, we decided that it's not going to be a safe place for us, so we moved to the United States, my sister and me. And eventually, like I said, after a few years, my mom.
Okay, so there's a big clue in there.
Okay, they moved to the United States from someplace that wasn't safe.
But there was a name in there. No one
sister and mom,
it.
That's all I
mom?
Heard.
Mom?
No, at the beginning.
Chavez. At the beginning.
Chavez?
Ding, ding.
Oh, Chavez. Okay.
So that's a huge clue as to where she's moving from.
Okay.
Okay, here's clue number two.
So you had to educate people about the cuisine?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because some people, when I was saying Venezuela, they were asking Minnesota. Venezuela.
Wait, Southern Minnesota
yeah.
And Venezuela?
Yeah.
Okay, that's two different places.
It is. They are. We saw the opportunity, and that's what we are right now.
So people were mixing it up with Minnesota, Venezuela. What's the cuisine in Minnesota?
Lutefisk, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And those juicy Lucy cheeseburgers,
salmon,
right? That's all.
Salmon and
yeah, there you go.
Rice,
exactly.
Wild rice.
Yeah. So she had opened a business, and I think there's more clues here in number three.
Yeah, and with chocolate, you can try
chocolate.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Like a mole or literally?
No,
just
no, this is the
straight up chocolate.
Hershey one.
So it's like a dessert?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
You can eat it itself only with the guava and cheese, and it's really
so they have good. Cheese in them and chocolate?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Cheese, chocolate, and guava.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dang. Very
I bet that's
interesting.
Rich.
Well, it so
cheese,
served,
chocolate, and guava?
Yes. It's served with two different sauces. One is a cilantro garlic sauce, which is their kind of
why do you do this to
savory.
Us every time?
I know. I wish I had samples.
I
to
do too.
Because they wouldn't save very well, though. You have to eat it fresh.
I'm not roaming unless there's some
I'm sorry.
Yeah, tangible samples.
They're not open yet, unfortunately.
Okay.
I mean, they're open. They're not open this morning
right.
until 11. Anyway, but the two sauces, one savory and one is the chocolate sauce. But I was surprised that the cheese chocolate guava combination was so good.
Right. It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't, but it's actually.
I'll believe you.
I'd some on my
risk.
Shirt.
Right. I'm willing to try it. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I got it on my shirt, the guava. Anyway, so I think in one of these clues, it talks about how they started, but maybe it's this one. But they did start at Tower Grove Park.
Oh.
Okay. But now they have a brick and mortar. So
okay, so at the farmer's market or something?
They did start at the farmer's market.
Okay.
This is our third time that we participate in the Festival of Nation. It's a really good festival.
How have you found the atmosphere downtown for your restaurant?
They are really open. You know, the diversity that downtown has, they are not scared to try new cultures, new food, and that helps us a lot.
So we know where it is
yes.
now.
Yes, Argentinian restaurant downtown.
No, Venezuelan.
Oh, Venezuelan, I'm sorry. Venezuelan.
Right.
Not Minnesotan.
Not Minnesotan.
Okay.
So it is downtown. I thought there was a clue in there about Tower Grove Park, but they just did the Festival mm-hmm. of Nations, which is held in Tower Grove Park.
Okay.
But they had a stand there for several years before they opened this restaurant.
I
got one more clue.
But I'm very interested.
Okay, here we go.
I wanted to read
I also noticed on your menu that there is a plantain-based burger, which I have never heard of, but it says plantain burger, chimichurri,
Jalapenos and pickled onions. That sounds amazing. Amazing is the name of your restaurant.
It is. We replaced the bread for the plantains and everything else. It's like a standard burger.
Okay. Wow. Plantain burger. And the name, I said
something
it.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Yep. Mm. No, haven't heard of it. It's pretty new, so I don't expect you
to
know.
How new?
Within the last few months. Actually, I think they might have opened last year, but they've really taken off this year. All right, I'll tell you what it is.
Tell us.
It's called Amazing Arepa Bar.
Oh,
amazing,
okay.
Spelled with an I, like corn, maize. And it's, you can walk there from here. It's at 14th and Washington.
Awesome. Yeah, that is just around the corner from here.
They have lunch specials. It's a great place for people who work downtown to go. And their food is incredible. I got to try several things. Venezuelan restaurant, Amazing Arepa Bar. They have cocktails and they do parties and stuff on the weekends. It's a really neat place.
All right,
did
that's
you try
my next
the
lunch
burger?
Spot.
No, they didn't make that for me. But
all right, we're being told we have to go, but we'll hear more on Sunday.
8:20 and 9:20.
It is Scott Jagow roaming St. Louis.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.